Tribute.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hello and welcome back to, oh my God, Julie, you would never guess. Left on Red. No. Wait for this. Obviously, people can't see. So what Julie's just after doing, we're both doing the podcast. I'm at home in Bally Desmond in my gaff and Julie's up in Carrigaline. She just put Rocco on the screen, right? And I swear to God, I was about to do this. One second. Hold on. Look! Winston! So I was getting Winston for it. Look at him! Look at Rocco.
No,
they're not. Oh my God, Julie, I can't believe that Winston was at my legs here. Oh my God, that is so cute. Oh my God, how is Rocco?
He's big and bald now. Wait till I tell you though, all right? So look what I'm wearing. Wait now. I'm just showing Brenda here now and our producers what we're wearing, right? I'm wearing a t-shirt I wore yesterday, right?
Yeah,
a fat man pants with like coffee stains and tea stains. My t-shirt now is leopard print with a big, huge red mouse design.
Yeah,
and I'm wearing pink Crocs to go with the leopard print design and my grey Batman pants. My twins, all right, get the school bus to school now. So I dropped them up to the school bus this morning, up to the stoplight, and I brought Rocco. So when they got on, when they got on the bus, I was crossing over to the car, and I had Rocco in my arms, and there were these kids running towards the bus, like stop! But the bus man never seen them, and the small little boy started roaring, crying, but he was with his sister, and I felt so bad. Me now looking like this. I didn't brush my hair since yesterday morning. Over 24 hours, I slept my hair like this, right? Smelly t-shirt, ugly fat man pants, tea stains, coffee stains, and big bright pink Crocs, right? Holding her up, little puppy, right? Stroking Rocco like this. I goes up to the two of them. Get into the car with the puppy. They're like, what? I was like, it's okay. It's okay. I know the school. My kids go to that school as well. You're after missing the bus. I had the puppy come on into my car. What? I was only trying to do them a favor. I didn't want them stopped. They're like, no, it's okay. So I would say the guards will be calling to my door any minute.
You have the Carrigaline Community Alerts WhatsApp group going wild now. Wild.
A crazy woman walked around Carrigaline stroking the puppy, asking kids to get into the car.
Yeah, and I mean, the description, everyone will know it's you. And I actually, when you came on the screen, I was like, she was wearing that top yesterday, I was saying to myself.
It was on my bedroom floor, and when my alarm went off, I just jumped up straight away, threw on this t-shirt, a fat man pants. Now, my t-shirt now is leopard print, right? Browns, blacks, big, huge red mounting, grey fat man pants, bright pink Crocs, the hair not even brushed, me stroking a puppy, going up to kids saying, come on into the car with the puppy. I mean, like, and then my face all back and swollen because I got filler there. Da, da, da.
Yeah, what you getting now? Was it more filler?
Is it more filler?
No, but come here. That time that we did the Mr. and Mrs. Who's Got More Work Done on Their Face, you are a league of your own. You're in the Premiership, girl. I'm only in the Championship.
Well, to be fair, I got a bit of filler done there today I felt like my cheeks were gone.
No, I know what you mean. Look, you're going to be influencing me now to get it done next. I'll have to go back to season now when I get back to London again. Yeah, go on.
No, I was saying there, so I influenced you with the filler in the nose.
Well, I'm very happy with the nose because when I was on my stories here the other day, whatever the feck I was doing, there was a lot of nose movement going on. Oh, when I was in the corner shop, post office / dry cleaners, I was like, whoa, your nose looks so much better there now, Brindiger. Looks so much better. But come here. Oh, sorry, that's my feckin' WhatsApp there. Tis all go with the show. One second, let me just put this on. Let me come on my WhatsApp there now. It's all go with the show. We're all mad busy. But do you want to know what I'm wearing? So Julie can barely see me because I'm in the dark at home. Well, it's not really dark. Baseball hat. Big, long, pink dressing gown. But under the dressing gown is shorts and a top. Yeah, so I just couldn't have been fucking arse, really, to be honest with you. But
and you're wearing a hat. A hat and a dressing gown.
A hat. Yeah, so I hope that Winston doesn't go missing or anything like that. I have to run over the street after him. So, because I came down after being doing the Peloton with my brothers, and then I did a little run around the village. And then I was like, will I get ready now, before or after? And then I just said, you know what? Now, she'll probably look estate too. I look estate.
Wait, so what's new with me?
It's a long way we've come from the Spotify days. We couldn't, they're all dolled up.
Christ, remember those days? Oh, remember the fishnet tights?
Oh, come here. And the mini skirt to me, and I could barely walk up the stairs. Because it was so sharp. But come here to me. We have the Opera House show on Friday. Feck all done. I just added another guest. So it's Wednesday morning, 11:15. The Opera Show House is less than 72 hours away. And there, I just added in an extra guest there, which set, whatever, 40, 60 hours to go. We still don't know what we're exactly doing. Sure, we don't.
Nah, but you know what? I was saying that I met somebody there yesterday, and in fairness, she had a ticket bought. She's going by herself as well. And she was saying, Julie, she was like, I'm all excited. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, don't get too excited. Not in plan. Yeah. She goes, but that's always the best. She said, I went to you as well in the Cork International. I said, Arsha, that was kind of, we just winged it as well on the night. She goes, it's always the best. If he read from a script, it wouldn't be he at all. Like,
no, it wouldn't. When we're fecking up and stuff like that. And I think as well, do you know, when we do feck up, we say it out loud, is it over after forgetting that, rather than before the first Opera House, what I think we would have been like. Do you know, when we came back after the first interval, we felt awful because we were like, oh, we forgot that now, or we forgot that, do you know, we'd feel terrible. But now we just kind of laugh at it after if we forget something.
Yeah. And that's just, look, we're not born for the stage, like, you know, we're just trying our best.
Yeah. So look, it'll be a great night, hopefully. Well, before we go on now, we'll be writing our notes probably, and then we're like, I'm never doing this again. And then we come off stage, go, I can't wait for that. We'll have to put on another show on sale now. We will be putting another show on sale though, won't we? Very soon after.
We'll do Christmas again.
We'll do two Christmas, I'd say.
Mm.
There was fierce demand, and everyone wants to go to Christmas because, you know what, September's a hard enough one because everyone's going back to school. The summer's just over. Our last show last year was in August, so it was probably more summery, whereas now they're all saying the new thing now, September's the new January. That's all I keep hearing from people.
Yeah, I know. See, that's it. September for me is actually worse than January just because I have the school fees and stuff like that. Now, it didn't cost me a whole lot this year, and it's the books and all that are included, but like uniforms and stuff like that, shoes, like, you know.
And come here, how are they getting on back to school?
Grand, all good now, all good. But like, in fairness, out to their school, I can buy their school uniforms, Dunn's or Aldi or fucking Marks and Spencer's, wherever it doesn't cut. Like, we don't have to get a crested uniform.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's a game changer, like.
And then they're in later, aren't they? They're in an hour later, is that every day?
Yeah, so I used to have to collect them at 1:30, but now they're out at 2:30. But you see, 1:30 is lovely and all that, but like, I literally have to leave my house at 10:50, even though it takes me about 4 minutes to drive to their school. But it's, you have to think of traffic and also the car park, something, the school and the spacing and stuff like that. You have to be there a good 30 minutes beforehand to get a good space. Yeah. So like, really, I'm finishing up all my jobs for 12:30, like, which is, and I don't get home from the school when 9:30. But now that extra hour, I don't know myself.
Yeah. And then come here, speaking of jobs as well. Did you do a job in the doggy gate?
No, because apparently you had to measure the stair gate or the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he said to me. He was like, measure that. I think there's two or three different ones, you know, that will connect because it has to be within the right measurements. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow, whatever. And sure, I'd never done it. So he called down. But wait, I don't know if I told you this.
So like, hold on, give context now who this is. This is the guy you're dating.
Yeah, so we're dating, I suppose, the last maybe 3 weeks.
I'm absolutely weak because I thought, no, you would like the word dating. So you're dating. If someone said to you... Pretend I'm a man now at a night out in Meriden's, right? And I'm coming up to you. I'm like, hi, girl, how are you?
What would I do?
Yeah, role play. Just go, hi, boy, how are you? And I'll tell you now.
Hi, how are you?
And you're a bit of all right. Can I get your number? What would you do?
I said, add you on Facebook first.
No, come on. People said, come on, I'm gonna get are you with anyone? Can get your number. What would you say?
I'd say I'll add you on Facebook.
No, you can't. Hold on, no. Why won't you say I'm dating someone?
Oh sorry. I don't want you were doing. I thought you were on Facebook.
Oh, right, if I came up to you, I'll add you on Facebook. Jesus Christ, you're calling me the older one. Facebook? Jesus. If a fella came up to you and he's like, girl, can I get your number? Are you seeing someone? What would you say? If he was at cracking on, what would you tell a potential guy who was cracking on to you?
Well, like, we're not official.
But what would you say? Would you give him the number or not?
Is he good looking?
Yeah, he's good looking.
I don't think I would know.
And what would you tell him? No, because...
I'd add him on Facebook because he could be my friend. That's different. And then look, if things don't work out with the other lad, then I still have your man as a plan B.
Yeah. Well, Annie, you're smiling as you're telling the story, but go on, you were saying something there.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, he called down. He thought I had the staircase. So we were going on a date on Saturday morning. And this guy, we'd call him. What we call him for the next couple of hours first.
I'm looking around the room here. Call him
Peter?
No, I don't know about that one. Call him let me think of my Patty. There's a Patty. Patty across the road here.
Alright, Patty. So Patty called down anyways. He was like, where's the surrogate? I'll hang it there for you. I was like, Jesus, Patty, I never got it. Didn't get a chance to run into Smith's. He was like, no bother, sure, call down whenever you get it. Wait, I'll get it for you. The next thing goes, I brought a present. So I thought it was a present for me, like, because he was already asked to buy me a bunch of flowers the week before.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear that? The squeak?
Can't hear it, but what it is, it's a present for the dog.
It's a present for the dog. A duck. A squeaky toy. My God.
There was a guy who did that for another friend of mine recently. That is so cute.
I think that's a good sign in anybody, women and men, like.
No, come here. Sure, come here. My sausage dog slippers are here at home, but I guess I had them on this morning and last night. Like, I looked at them, and, like, they're from Timu, whatever you call it. Like, they cost, I don't know what, less than €5. I'm just saying, probably, right? Yeah. But the value of them to me is way more than €5. The value to me is thought.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I look at those sausage. I prefer them than some of the other, like, I don't know, we'll say something way more expensive. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a tot and it's a sausage dog because I love sausage dogs, shit like that. It'd be like if I was seeing a fella now, right? And I was thinking about this. Imagine if he got me one of those jelly burgers from the shop. Really? Could you imagine a fella coming out of O'Donnell's and Care?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going here, get a bit of petrol. And imagine if I was in his Jeep. No, I don't know why it's a Jeep, but it's a Jeep. And imagine if I saw him walking out with the burger and it was for me, I'd actually explode. It'd be better than a Chanel bag. It would be better than a Chanel bag.
Exactly, yeah. I get that, like. I just think that's so thoughtful.
That is so nice. But go on. You give me a present for that. How was the date? Because I wanted to wait for the podcast, so I don't know.
So we went down to the Gap of John Law. Did you ever do that?
I did, yeah.
Jesus, I thought, no, like, it's an hour and a half drive from Cork City down there, so we drove down there, and I thought it was a matter of, like, you just park the car, get a nice coffee, and look at the view. Oh my God, the drive itself of the Gap of John Law is about another hour and a half.
Beautiful.
Stunning, but Jesus, very dodgy.
The small roads, windy roads.
Windy roads and the horse and cart and all coming towards us. So then he'd have to reverse back to lead the horse and cart past us out because it was a two-way road. Like, and I don't know how it's a two-way system. And, like, there's hundreds of people then as well walking and it was wild. But, like, and the roads were so narrow and so, like, bendy and everything. So then once we finished that, we ended up by Ladies View. And I was up in Ladies View probably about 6 weeks ago with the twins. And I knew of this cafe up there, the Pancake Cafe. So I was like, oh, I was in this Pancake Cafe ages ago. It's lovely. We should go up there. I don't really like pancakes, but they do soup. So I got a soup. But I actually felt very sick in there because I think I was getting a bit of car sick. So he was like, what can I do to help? I was like, you know what? I don't even like full fat Coke. I was like, I think I'm going to have to get a glass of full fat Coke. So I just set my stomach a bit. I was grand anyways after the Coke and the bowl of soup, but it was a lovely day. Then we went down through Kenmare to go home. So it was like, lovely. We're out all day. We were spinning around for about 6 hours.
And he was driving the car?
He was driving his car, yeah.
Did he do the reversing with the hand back?
It's a bit of a red flag now with the reversing, because what did he do? Oh, sure, he has the, you know, the screen.
Do they know you don't need it then?
No, it's not. That screen is an off a cock blocker, isn't it? And the sensors, like, fucking hell.
Yeah, get rid of the sensors so they can do it again.
I'll have to fucking smash the sensors in the car. Oh,
no, wait till you see the car that Kiri's gave me this time. No, no, no. I'm telling you now, it's like this thing could go to space. It's so fast. It's like a little bi-racer car. It's a little Corolla. Okay. I think it's an M3 or something. No, it's even got one of those really noisy, like, exhaust, because it's so fast.
Yeah.
It's like a bi-racer one. So I actually, all I'm short now is a Subaru jacket or something like that. Remember those days? Weren't you a bi-racer?
I was a bit of a bi-racer, right, my dear, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually look like that. But come here, it's going very well with your man, so is it?
Yeah, Patty. It's good. Packy, it's look. What do we call him? Patty.
Patty, yeah.
Patty, yeah. No, and you know what? Like, I just thought the teddy bear for the dog. Just
crying. Why I'm not too shocked with that was because my friend, a fella, did that for her there a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought, like, he gave her flowers as well. I mean, it's the thought. That's it, Julie. It's always the thought.
Always the thought, or even him just saying, "I'll hang up a stair gate so Rocco won't be running up the stairs." Things like that, I'm like, oh my god, so you're gonna do that and I don't have to ring around to handymen like your man. Oh, then I was on the phone to him last night. We're on phone calls now.
Oh my god, phone calls now.
Yeah.
When did it go to phone calls?
Only last night, so it's still a bit new, like.
And what was it like? Did he tell you he was ringing or was it out of the blue?
No, do you know what? We rang each other a couple of times, just like if we were meeting up and stuff like that, he'd ring and be like, oh, I'm leaving there now or whatever. Those kind of phone calls. We've done loads of them. But yet last night we rang and we were on the phone to each other for about 45 minutes. I was getting my eyelashes. I remember I talked to you.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll ring you after, which I did ring you and you ignored me. So then I was bored driving home. I was like, who else can I ring? So I texted him and I was like, where are you? And he goes, I'm home. And he goes, oh, ring me there. So he rang me. So I was talking to him then on my drive.
You
all had him,
did you tell him ring you because you had no credit?
I made him ring me because I was a bit nervous to ring him. I don't know why, even though I said it.
I thought it was the no credit thing. You know, can you still do those text messages, do you know, that like you're on a credit?
Can you call me?
Can you still do them, yeah?
I think so, actually, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And go on. Gareth, he's going to be your boyfriend soon.
You know what he said to me then? This is how old I am. He was like, well, how was your day? I was actually buying a new clothes horse and I was delighted with life because I have 2.5 clothes horses now on the go and I don't know myself right with all my laundry. So I was telling him that last night. He was like, oh, yeah. What kind of clothes horse is that? I was like, you know, I just bought it at Home Store more. I was like, but it has 4 wings. He was like, what? I was like wings that come out. I was like, I have loads of room now on my clothes horse for all my clothes. He was laughing. I was like, but I was deadly serious because it's like the highlight of my week.
Yeah.
He works with all like wash machines and fridges, electrical appliances and stuff. And he was like, I'll just get your proper. He goes, Julie, your wash machine is shit. He was like, I'll get you a new one. I was like, there's no point. I'm only renting this house. Like, you know, I don't want to be putting a new wash machine in. He was like, I'll fucking sort you with a wash machine. He was like, fuck off. Because like, he, as I said, he deals with all them, like.
Yeah.
And then he said, and you know what? He was like, I know you struggled a lot with laundry. He was like, did you ever have a dehumidifier? I was like, I heard that, all right, but what does it do? He goes, it dries your clothes within hours. Like, he was like, it's a game changer. He goes, I'm going to get you one of them as well from the shop.
Jesus Christ, girl. Like, bring more to London there because I need no fridge.
Yeah, but then I'm like, is this a red flag? Why is he being so nice?
Oh, you need to stop that shite now. Don't do that and self-sabotage. Cop on.
And then he goes to me, then last night on the phone, he goes, I'm always saying nice things to you and you always send horrible messages back. Like, his pardon? He goes, like, anytime now, I'd be like, you know, I really enjoy tonight, whatever. He'd be like, yeah, me too, thanks. What are you up to so tomorrow? He's like, you've changed the subject straight away.
You do? Why is that?
That's what he asked me. He goes, why do you do that? And I was like, do what? And he was like,
me too.
He was like, you can never ever take like compliment now or just say, you know, if I said, oh, fair play, Julie, you've done X, Y, and Z or whatever. He's like, you just brush it off and you just talk with something else.
Yeah, you do. I don't know what that is. No, there's probably a name for that.
Fucked in the head, broken woman, I'd say. Fucked. Fucked, I'd say.
I'm actually very excited, you know. I really am. I can see this fella be your boyfriend. I really can. Would you be old enough now? You'd probably say partner.
Me fella. I'd probably say me fella.
Yeah, you probably say me fella. I swear to God, I'm looking forward. When am I meeting him?
Oh, fucking never. Jesus
he
Christ.
He comes to the show.
He said that then. He was like, I'd love to go to the show. I was like, fuck right off. I couldn't talk.
Oh,
but, yeah.
God. If he comes to the show, you'll die.
I'll walk out. I told him if he goes to the show, I'll get security to make you stand up and I'll point it. Everyone has to look at you.
There was a fellow I was seeing there a couple of years ago and I was back playing football and he was like, let me know when you're playing next. And I was like, oh, I will. I goes, you're fucking not coming. No fucking way. I was like, coming to see me in the shorts and the top with the football gloves and all that. I was like, sick. Oh, forget. No, not like that. Not like that. Coming to see me at the end of the marathon with the medal and all that. No problem. Maybe the running, but the football and stuff like that. If some lad told me no, he was coming to the live show or something as well. Do you know what? No, I'd probably just be myself because do you know what? I don't know. Do you know? Yeah, no. I'd actually laugh if he actually came to see you.
No, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be there to even see you laughing and walk out. But my head was Barcelona.
Barcelona was great. We had a great time. Now, I must say, I probably do prefer travelling on my own. I went with two friends, Nav and Brian. We had a lovely time. We really, really did. And I was in a gorgeous hotel in España. I know that's Spain and in Spanish. But we had a lovely time. We had great crack now and everything. And we went to the beach. We were aged finding the beach. We went on the first day, but we found the beach. Eventually went out. And then the second day, I did the bus tour on my own because they wanted to do other bits and pieces. And I like to do the bus tour because I like to get a grasp of the city. Now, I don't just do a bus tour of a city once. I do it twice.
Do you? The same bus tour?
Yeah, I go around the bus because, you see, it's a weird thing that I do. I have to do it twice because the first time I'm like, right, okay, yeah. But the second time I'm like, okay, I'll get off here. I make up my mind where I got. I go around and then they stop and they're like, okay, everyone get off. And then I just sit in it and a new gang come on. And then I'm like, okay, I'll get off at this place. I saw this the last time.
Okay, well, that makes kind of sense, all right, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I just, like, we had a fab time, but I suppose Do you know, I love being on my Instagram stories when I'm away. I come alive when I'm on holidays. But you see, I didn't want to kind of impede on their privacy. Not that they're very private, but they wouldn't be like fucking going on street chatting on the phone, doing the clown, going into Spanish shops, going, oh my God, it's so here. Do you know that kind of thing? And I suppose, not that I felt bad or anything, but I suppose when I landed, I was like, do you know what? No, I probably won't be doing any of that. And I had a great time. And I was in Barcelona before with my geography class in UCC, you know what I mean? But it was fab. So we had a lovely time now, but I suppose I was kind of like, I do probably prefer going on my own, a solo person. Like, I'll go again with people, but like, it won't be for another year or so. I had a lovely time, but I just prefer being on my own. So anyway, I'm going to go to the Amalfi Coast at the end of the month.
I've seen that on your Instagram stories. Did you book it now?
Well, a stupid me was like, I'll book that now and I'll go next week, which is Wednesday. Like, I don't think at all. I was there going, that's not normal thinking. You're only just back from Barcelona. You have to do the show and you have a lot of shit going on. So I was like, stop. So I'm going to go at the end of the month. I haven't booked it yet, but I booked just one day after. See, I'm lucky because the days that I have to work in Good Morning Britain, Mondays, Wednesdays, and every other Sunday. And then I can pick up work here, there, and ever and do life coaching and all that. But you see, if I finish at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, I can get a flight, we'll say at 4:30, out of London and be in another country that day. So I'm not missing a Wednesday or a Monday and I can come back on a Saturday. I'm missing no paid days at work.
Yes, no, I get you. Yeah, that's like, very handy.
Now I work Sunday, Monday and Tuesday and the girl Alex I work with, we do opposite shifts. She asked me what I work yesterday for her and she does my Wednesday, so I'm not missing a day this week, no. Do you know?
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to, I'll tell you a funny story now. I'm going to go to Italy in the month. I have loads of recommendations and I can't wait for that. But one of the girls, two of the girls, they actually eat really good food, which a lot of people do. The last night we went to a really, really Spanish restaurant, really Spanish. And usually I'd be kind of like, I'll definitely get something. Like there'll surely be something like a pasta or something, or there's always meat. There's always a burger.
There's always something,
There was absolutely not. And one of the other girls, she's vegetarian, and there was nothing really she could get. One of the girls, she'd gotten bad food from a couple of the nights. So I was like, look, girl, once you get fed here properly. But things were so plain. Like, I just had to get two slices of bread. That's all I could eat.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but there was nothing I could eat. And I was like, have you bought her? And they were like, what? What is that? And I was like, butter? They had no butter. And then they went back and they toasted the bread for me, which was like, as in, they were fucking delighted we toasted the bread for you because I wanted more. And I was like, well, that's I'd say they thought something missing with this one. Like, is she, there's some condition she has or something, you know?
Especially that you would just order bread.
Small, but intellectually challenged, we'll say. Like, I'd say they thought, because I was like, can I get bread and Coke? That's all I was having. I was like, do you know? Yeah. Bread and Coca-Cola, do you know what I mean?
That's the most random.
And I drove 11 miles when I was coming out. I was like, we were going to the restaurant, and I was like, I carb up mad here. I'm going to go all out tonight now. I'm going to go all out. And then two slices of bread, and I'm knocking back to Coca-Cola. So I'd say they were like, there's something. I'd say they taught the blonde lady, there's definitely something up with her. But I was actually delighted that one of the other girls, she got bread as well. So we were both eating bread.
And what with the other girl? What did she get then?
Well, she got steak tartare pâté. She eats really nice and good food, which I wish I could. But like, I can't. Julia, I just can't eat it. I can't. I'll actually vomit.
You not eat the steak or anything, no?
No, steak with steak tartare. I think that's not cooked, is it? It doesn't look cooked.
I just thought that was a steak with some sauce, tartare sauce.
Steak tartare, but it actually looks like it's raw.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
I wouldn't be able for any of that. So, like, do you know what I mean?
There's no chips or anything.
There was no chips. There was none. It was this really Spanish place. And all the Spanish were around with their paella and everything. And there's me in the corner knocking back the Coke and eating slices of bread. And the other girl, in fairness, she got bread then after because she couldn't eat anything.
No, I couldn't go to that type of restaurant either.
Yeah, but look, I suppose that's what you do when you're going traveling. But I felt bad because that same girl, she eats really well. Like do you know the way now me or you go to McDonald's, be grand, whereas... Do you know, I suppose she likes her good food. And I like it. Like my sister likes good food. Like my mom and sister, they like their good food. Whereas I was the part of the family, very simple, very plain. So was my brother Niall. My dad was the exact same as me. But yeah, stuff like that we were looking back and it was absolutely hilarious. But then I got a big massive ice cream after and it was grand.
And you see, I thought that's why it was hard for you to go with those other two girls, because if it was me just eating the bread and the glass of Coke and my friend or whatever was eating steak paella or whatever it's fucking called, I'd be very conscious for her then, or a bit uncomfortable, wouldn't you? You'd feel like you're trying to please everyone.
Yeah, but you see, I suppose I was conscious that she got a bad meal two nights. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, oh feck it, look, I'm such a simple eater. I'm not a big foodie, so it didn't matter to me. I could eat the same thing, Jewel, for the rest of my life every day, and it won't bother me. But no, I had a lovely time, but I suppose I missed doing the clown on Instagram.
Yeah.
I missed it because I like people go, oh, we missed you chatting on your stories, having the crack, because I love doing that. I come alive when I'm probably on my own solo. Like I just, something happens, mate. Something fucking happens, mate. And I love it. Sometimes I go on kind of saying, oh, I don't want to be on Instagram too much. But as you say, it's part of your life.
And like it's no, especially that you're on your own, like, because I feel like I'm not, like, even though I have the twins or whatever, but they don't talk to me, they're waging their own thing.
That's it.
And it's company, even though nobody's really talking back to you, but you're getting your DMs and stuff like that, and it's lovely. You just and don't get it alone.
A lovely, lovely story. And I know we all give about Instagram, and there's some doses on it many a time, right? But they're gone into Narnia, Sabrina Hill calls it, into general.
Yeah.
They just go in there. Actually, stupid crap, like, as in, I was on the bus the other day and I was joking, I don't do the bus in London, I'm more of a tube girl. Like, stupid nitpicking stuff. I was like putting up that, oh, she thought that I was going to shove in next to her and she had another thing coming, because I pushed out and I left her. The woman's like, and like stuff like, did you expect her to stand? So, do you know this kind of shite?
Oh,
no, yeah, but you know where she went? She went into restricted.
Yeah.
So she was in Narnia. No, she got into restricted because, do you know what, Jewel? I look at that and said, I wouldn't hang around with someone who nitpicks like that. So you won't be in the inbox, love. Yeah. You won't. Yeah. I won't come back, do you know? Yeah. But, oh yeah, something good about Instagram, actually. A girl messaged me last night and she said that she took Caroline. She was coming to the show on her own. She's 35 and she kind of felt very sad and lonely, and she felt down on herself that she'd no one to go to the show, but could she felt like a loser. She said, could I post it and see if there was anyone who would meet her? And I posted it anyway. And there was people who asked, who were coming to the show, who asked her to go for dinner with them before the show. There was people who asked her, would she go for drinks with them before the show. There's a girl who actually changed her ticket so she could sit behind her. There's another girl who said, I'm not going to the show, but will you invite her down to Carrigaline Mothers and Others football? There's another girl who was not even going to the show, who's actually inside an A&E, and asked me to send on her details because she wanted to make friends with her. So many messages. The love of kind. Your one is bawling anyway. She's going to the show with a whole new group of friends.
Oh wow! That, come on, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
And you know what I said, Jewel? I said that's the type of people and followers and listeners we have to the podcast. Good people like that, because they are good. They are good. They're really, people listen to this. The majority, they're smashing. They're just fucking brilliant.
Smashing, because even yesterday when we had the meeting there with the producers and our management and stuff like that about the show Friday, like the one thing that we kept saying to them was like, this show is not for Julie Haynes, it's not for Brenda Denny, it's for everyone. We're all just one big group of friends, like, isn't that?
That's it. That's all it is. It's like Taylor Swift on speed.
Yeah, oh Christ.
She's like the friendship bracelets. It's like, you know, the way she's like friendship and all this.
Yeah.
They're just, we're a bit more. We're a bit lively, you know what I mean?
Well, but she has friendship bracelets. We have sperm. We have a fella coming up with a big package.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for that.
A celebrity stalker.
Celebrity stalker, Laura feckin' Dargan. Miriam,
a TikTok sensation.
So many.
Yes, you have loads. Yes, she's like, oh, this is not going, not planned. And then,
hold on. Tell them what you said to me. We had a fight yesterday. And do you know what? No, wait till I tell you what I said to them on the plane. So anyway, explain.
So my sister had a bit of an argument there yesterday over the show, and I had asked her something. I was like, will you explain that to me? She was like, you were a bit shit off our manners yesterday.
I wasn't. And
you were. I goes, will you explain that to her to me? And you were like, no, I won't. I'm going to keep her for the show or whatever. And I was like, just tell me, will you? No. She, no way would you tell me. I goes, you know what? I'm not doing this show no more.
What did I say to you then?
You hung up on me.
I was on the plane walking down the aisle trying to find my seat. And do you know what the funny thing is?
No, I know what you said to me, actually. First you went quiet and then he goes, I can't believe you just said this. And then hung up.
No, and you know what the thing is, right? I was like, oh my God. And then I was, because then the girl next to me, I said to myself, I'd say she fucking knows.
Yeah.
She knows me from the podcast, whatever. She probably knew I was on the phone to you.
Yeah.
But then I like hung up the phone and I was sitting in 28F. I was near the window because I like to be at the back near the window. And I was like, oh God almighty. Like, I was like, how childish. I was saying to myself, she won't do the show. Do you know what I mean? And then listen to this for a laugh. This woman came down, she was looking at me, and I was kind of looking at her as in like, what's your fucking problem, do you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're actually in my seat. Oh. 28F, mine was 29F, right? And I was like, am I? And then she's like, yeah. And I goes, oh, I said, that's it. No, I said, yeah, I was fighting my friend on the phone. For God's sake, she distracted me, I said. I was fighting my friend, and there was another girl next to me, and I went in near the window, and I was like, I said to myself, that's all her fucking fault. No, I said, distracting me. And then I was like, she can fuck off. No, I said, not doing the show. I landed in Cork and I was there going, not doing the show, because I would tell her a story. You should have seen me in the wrong seat. I was like, you're in the wrong seat. And I was like, that's because I said, that's all her fault. No. Yeah, I said, I was fighting my friend. She was distracting me. I was putting it on you then. I didn't say Julie though, just in case. Yeah. So anyway, look, we're going to have a feckin' ball. You'll probably have two or three more times before Friday when you're like, I'm not doing it if you don't tell me and all this kind of stuff and all this. And I'll just be like, grand. But all I was thinking was, she's going to look like a right Muppet. I'd say, why didn't the show go ahead? I wouldn't tell her something. Like, fucking ridiculous. I can't wait. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be a feckin' hoot.
If we do it, yeah.
We do it. My little boy is here and he's going to say goodbye. Where's that go? Come here, Winston. Is Rocco there?
I'm out there for a wee wee.
All right. Well, anyway, me and Winston are going to say goodbye. Stop! Do you know they start licking you then?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, go on. Can't wait for Friday.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will chat to you soon.
Bye!